This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tanya Andrix joins us this morning from Crossing Healthcare. How long has this conversation been in the works?
Well, good morning, Brian. I was trying to think about when we first started having this conversation, and it had to have been the day that Governor Pritzker announced that he wanted to mirror the federal vaccine program that the Biden administration announced in early February, and that is a goal to get vaccine out to the federally qualified health centers, which is the organization type that Crossing is, directly, so that they can then, you know, do the good work that they do. And so then within a week of that announcement, Governor Pritzker's administration announced that the state of Illinois would like to try a pilot program like that as well. And so I immediately began advocating that Crossing would be selected as one of those organizations in the first round, because I knew that we would not be selected in the first round of the federal program because they only selected 25 health centers in the whole country, and they were going for large health centers in very large metropolitan areas to get a bigger bang for their buck, which I understood. But I felt like in the state we had a very good chance of being selected, and it would mean that Crossing would have direct access to vaccine outside of what is already coming to the community through our local health department. So in essence, it just increases the amount of vaccine coming to the community. So it's been happening. You know, we've been working on this for quite some time, and you know, you talk to Mayor Julie Moore Wolf every day, and she has been working on this. This has been part of that dialogue as we lobby the governor for more vaccine into Macon County.
Okay, so what will this mean? 300 to 500 new doses per week, is that correct?
Yes, so I spoke with the governor's representative multiple times yesterday making these arrangements, and we, of course, said 500. we'll take as much as you give us. If the max is 500, we'll take it, and we're told we'll get that once a week. You know, Brian, we can easily administer 500 doses in one day at Crossing with very little modifications to our with no modifications to our current process. So while we're really excited to get 500 more doses each week, it's not near what we are capable of administering. And so that's where sort of the second ask in that letter comes to play. So the first ask was to be a part of this program, and we're really excited that only five health centers in the state were selected, and we were one of them. And that got announced yesterday. The second half of this is to allow Crossing to be a regional hub and not just vaccinate county residents, but also those who work in our community as well. And that is why we got the support of the counties adjacent to us. And so DeWitt, Piatt, and Moultrie County, because there's many residents that live in those communities that come to work each day right here in Decatur. And we want our workers and we want our employees vaccinated. We want industry and business to, you know, resume normal operations. And we believe that this is a good way to do that because people, you know, can't take off work. It's difficult to do that. They lose productivity. They lose, you know, pay to go back to their home county to get vaccinated. And so this, we believed, would be a way to help local business and industry and get more vaccine into the county. So that part of the ask, we have not gotten a word back from the governor's office.
Okay. And so what's best case outcome here?
Well, best case outcome is that they will allow us to be a regional hub, and then along with that designation, give us significantly more vaccine. And so, you know, we can easily accommodate 2,000 doses a week. We're capable, with our partnership with DMH and with committed help from Teresa Rutherford and HSHS, to go up to 4,000 doses a week. And so if they can give us that much vaccine, we will get it out and get it into arms. And, Brian, that's the pace that we need to work at in order to get us to a place where we want to be by the summer.
Okay, and so that's why you had DeWitt and Piatt and Moultrie involved in the letter that was released to the press yesterday. Was that letter released early?
That letter was sent to the governor's office on Sunday evening, and Senator Rose was the person that coordinated many of the signatures in the other counties. And he was the person that delivered the letter. And so, you know, I feel like it's certainly his prerogative to share that letter.
Yeah, but I'm sure the governor's waiting for Brad Halbrook's signature. That will probably go a long way in getting this done.
You know, I have to tell you that, you know, I think that you find yourself politically in our state in such a tight spot because you have to show support of the elected officials. And then, unfortunately, partisan politics plays a role. And that's frustrating for those of us in public health who just want to take care of folks and get things done. And so,
I'm never going to put you in a hot spot on that. You got to do whatever you got to do to get to the stuff to help the people. I just think it's ironic that we got to go get signatures of people who have been at every super spreader event possible, refused to wear a mask, and now they're on the right side of giving people treatment for COVID-19. It's just interesting to me. Anyway, we've got, hopefully, as you said, we get to that number where we can really start to make a dent in this and get our lives back. And hopefully the governor and the Illinois Department of Public Health will agree. What do you think it will? Is there a timeline on this decision? Are you expecting something soon, or will it be a while?
I mean, you know what? I think that there should be movement or some acknowledgement from the governor's office pretty quickly. It's a simple question. It's a simple ask. A solid commitment for vaccine will be a little bit different. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we're told, yeah, that's a great idea. We'll support you on that. But then, you know, real solid commitment for vaccine, I think may take a little bit longer. And a lot of that is due to their own uncertainty about what vaccine they're getting from the feds.
Right.
Now,
all of
that Johnson vaccine will help with that immensely.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the pledge yesterday by the Biden administration or the day before that we would have enough vaccines produced for adults by the end of May for every adult in America. I mean, it sounds to me like we're going to be ramping up the volume immensely when it comes to just actually having the shots. And if you have a system in place that can do 500 people a day and there's nothing else like that in our community, why would it not make all the sense in the world to start pumping those shots here?
I agree with you, and I think that once vaccine, I think what's going to happen is we're going to flip a switch and very quickly go from scarcity with regard to vaccine to we have too much and we can't get it out to enough vaccinators quickly enough. And so I think that at that moment or probably just before that moment, we will be first in line to get significant amounts of vaccine, and that's good for Macon County because we're going to get it into arms quick.
All right. Hey, I know that you've put a ton of work into this, and please know the community appreciates it. As always, stepping right up to the front in public service and making sure you're doing it as efficiently as possible. Tanya, have a great day. Thank you for being with us. I know you had a long one yesterday. Thanks for getting up early. Get out and do your walk. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.